Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Where would we be if Jesus did not love us? Where would we be if Jesus did not care? Where would we be if Jesus had not sacrificed his life? But oh, we are so glad. And we are so glad that he did. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude. Father, praise and thanksgiving, thanking you for one more day to bless you, one more day to be used by you, one more day to declare your glory in all the earth. Father God, as we come, we want to confess every sin of omission and commission in the name of Jesus, Father God, and we thank you for your faithfulness to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you for your keeping power upon our lives, Father, keeping us from danger seen and unseen, ushering us into a brand new day. Father, we ask that you would squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan, Father God, has put together, Father God, to come against us as we stand on the promises of your word. As we stand on the guarantee of your word, oh my God, Jesus, knowing that the only guarantees in life are the guaranteed, Father God, the guarantees in your word. And Father God, that's enough because we believe and we receive, and we say thank you for it, Father God. Now, Father, we embrace the gifts of this day. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. And we give the day back over to you that you will unfold this day according to your wisdom and your will being done, Father, on earth as it is in heaven. And Lord, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever, forever and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. We bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great and greatly to be praised. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford out of Philadelphia, lifting up the name of the living God. We want to welcome, amen, all of our first-timers, amen, to our ministry. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Please enjoy the services on today, and please continue to return. Amen. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. And we've been meeting here for 10 years and 6 months. Boy, I tell you, the time is going by quickly, and it's getting sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Amen. So we invite you to please visit our website at www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And find out more about our ministry. Amen. We are a group of people that love the Lord Jesus. Amen. We're just God lovers. We are God chasers, hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Amen. As God makes our feet like hinds feet. Amen. And he has already taken us upon our high places. So we bless the Lord. We pray that everybody had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend. Amen. Whatever you did, we pray that Jesus Christ was on your mind. Amen. And to God be praised. I know my weekend was very, very interesting. Amen. But I just want to say thank you, Jesus, beloved. Thank you, Jesus, that every step we take, God is with us. Amen. Through the fire, through the flood, through the rain, through the sunshine, amen, through the fall, through the clouds, through the snow, amen, through the fire. It don't make no difference, beloved. Wherever we are, he is, amen. And we thank God that he will never leave us, never forsake us, even to the end of the world. And if God be for you, If God be for you, the devil is in trouble. If God be for you, your enemy's in trouble. I tell you, if God be for you, even you in trouble. And we blessed be the name of the living God. We're looking forward, amen, to a very, very, very fruitful week. Amen. Fruitful day. One day at a time, saints. One day at a time. Amen. One day. Matter of fact, one step at a time. But the truth of the matter is we don't know what this day is going to bring, but we know it's going to be good. We don't care what form it comes in. We know it's going to be good. Amen. Why? Because all things work together for good for those who have been called by the Lord. Amen. And called according to his purpose. So it's all good, even if it don't look good. I say when we walk with God, we win, even when it look like we're losing. Amen. Glory be to God, because every good and perfect gift coming from God. Beloved, this is why we can give God thanks in all things. In all things. Amen. And to God be praise, to God be glory, and to God be honor. So I just want to thank God for everything that he's doing. Truly, we have some wonderful testimonies coming forth. The Lord is saying, not yet. Not yet. No, we ain't posting nothing on Facebook right now. We ain't doing this. We ain't doing that. Not yet. But I'm telling you, amen. It's just all good. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. This morning, I want to draw your attention, amen, to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter number 3. 2 Timothy, chapter number 3. Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and beginning at verse number 1, and it reads like this. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, disapproved concerning the faith. But they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. For out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped
for every good work. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for that reading. I just love to read the word. Amen. For especially for some of you that maybe haven't heard the word in a couple of days. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen. When I spend my personal time with the Lord, amen, which has been increasing marvelously, amen. When I read the word, I always read it out aloud. I read it out aloud. Amen. Because he said faith cometh by hearing. Amen. So I hear myself. Amen. Glory be to God. And to God be praise and glory and honor. Beloved, amen. We are still talking, amen, about the ministry of the precious Holy Spirit. Today we want to talk for a few minutes about the prophetic ministry of the Holy Spirit. The prophetic ministry of the Holy Spirit. Beloved, there is no second guessing when it comes to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus stressed as he continued teaching his disciples about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. When we look in our Bibles in the book of St. John, chapter 16, verse 13, St. John 16 and 13, and it reads like this, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." Now, I'm going to read that one more time in case some of y'all halfway sleepy. In case you're halfway sleepy and you missed that, beloved, that's a scripture to wake you up on. Write that down in your notebook, St. John 16, 13. "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." Somebody needs to give the Lord a hallelujah praise on this morning. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, the word show, amen. He says, and he will show you, amen, things to come, beloved. The word show in this verse, beloved, means to announce and describe a vivid showing or pronouncing of events. The announcement, such is about to happen, such is going to take place, such and such. The Holy Spirit will show you things to come. The Holy Spirit will announce to you what's about to happen before it happens. Oh, glory be to God. Ah, my God, Jesus. Hallelujah. The good and the bad. The good and the bad. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Beloved, I'm telling you, if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit showing me things to come, I would have been dead by now. My children would have been in devastation by now. My whole life story would have been in a different situation if the Holy Spirit hadn't shown me things that was going to happen. Sometimes he shows me through dreams, and sometimes he shows me through visions. But he shows me. Why? So I can get on my knees and start to praying it. Now, so I can connect with my ministry partners, with my prayer partners. Come on, somebody. So I can stop the devil in his tracks. So we can squash the devil's agenda. Ah, glory. So we can turn it around. So we can reverse the curse back to the sender. Oh, glory be to God. God will show you, baby. Oh, yes, he will. Thank God. Somebody needs to say thank God for the Holy Spirit. This is his ministry. This is what he's called to do. Not to put you in fear, not to get you crying, and not for you to sit back and wait for it to unfold, but for us to get on our knees and start to praying to stop it, for us to start to touching and agreeing, beloved, decreeing and declaring. Glory be to God. When God shows me things, glory be to God, I take it to, amen, I pray, amen, I bring it to our altar prayer, and just like Jesus had three people in his inner circle, amen, God has given me two people in my inner circle. And we pray about once a week, sometimes twice. Huh? This morning when God showed me some things, guess what I did? I didn't call nobody 2 o'clock in the morning. I touch and agree with the Holy Ghost. I went into prayer. He was the one who revealed it to me. I go into prayer with the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God says, if two or three touch and agree, then the Word also says that the Holy Spirit is a person. So I touch and agree with the power. God gave me a message this morning in the shower. I said, Lord, I thank you that I can touch and agree with the power. The Holy Ghost is the power, baby. You got to be careful who you touching and agreeing with, because sometimes they ain't on one accord. You holding hands, they thinking about what they going to eat for breakfast. They thinking about how they going to pay that bill that day. They ain't on one accord with you. Glory be. Beloved, when we are on one accord with a person, glory be to God, while you are praying, I'm visualizing the answer in my sanctified imagination. Now, that's a one accord. You praying for a breakthrough, I'm visualizing the breakthrough for you. You praying for healing, while you're praying for healing, I am visualizing healing. That's one accord. Glory be to God. Baby, let me tell you something. When you touch and agree with the Holy Ghost, you can't be but on one accord. Thank God for the Holy Ghost and power. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. So, beloved, so we see that part of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Write this down in your notebooks. That another part of the ministry of the Holy Spirit is to announce future events to us. To announce it. Let me tell you something. If something happens to a child of God, beloved, amen, unaware, that's because you wasn't paying attention. That's because you was igging. You was igging the Holy Spirit. Oh, baby, let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit will pull on you and let you know something about to go down. You know, he might, however he want to communicate with you, he going to try to communicate with you. See, so you can, amen, stop this from happening, and if it's God's will for you to be happy, you can be prepared for it when it do. Oh, he will not have you ignorant. No, he won't. Not my God, not your God. Heck to the no, 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 to the no, no, no. The Holy Spirit's ministry is to announce future events to you. I can write a book, and I might write a book, thank you, Holy Ghost, on just all the things that the Holy Spirit pre-warned me about in my walk with him. And because of his announcement of things that happen, good and bad, huh? Glory be to God. I was ready for it if I wanted to be ready for it. We're not supposed to sit back with hindsight vision. Well, yeah, well, God showed me that was going to happen. Well, why you ain't do nothing about it? God showed me that was going to happen to her. Why you didn't pray for her? See, you can't always go and tell people, because sometimes if the Lord show you something about people, they might not receive it. They might say, well, maybe he was talking to you or talking to me. And so you got to be real sensitive when you approach other people. But I tell you something you can do. You sure enough can pray. He showed me that was going to happen. And you ain't do nothing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit showed you, beloved, and glory be to God. That wasn't the gospel. He showed you, beloved, so you can walk in the gospel, exercise your authority, and prevent that thing from happening or turning in another direction. Glory be to God. The Holy Spirit ministry, beloved, is to show us, amen, with great clarity. He will show you in a way that you can understand. If you're still lacking a little understanding, all you got to do is ask him. Holy Spirit, now what are you saying here? Okay, make this plain to me. Okay, what you want me to do here? Well, huh? If he's a person, Wouldn't you talk to another human being like that if they were trying to communicate? Wouldn't you say, excuse me, Pastor, can you just say that again? Can you just, did you mean this or did you mean that? Well, if you would talk to another human being that way, why aren't you talking to God that way if the Holy Spirit is a person? Beloved, we got to learn how to partner with the Holy Spirit. We're living beneath our privileges, beloved. We preached on Saturday that Satan is under our feet, but some of us are living like we're under Satan's feet because we are not exercising our authority and our partnership with the precious Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, beloved, does not portray a blurry picture of the future. I already have a glimpse of where this ministry is going. That's why I can't nothing stop me in Jesus' name. That's why every time I get knocked down, I get back up again. That's why I got enough faith to keep going. Even sometimes it look like I'm by myself, but I know I'm not by myself. If I know some of you are with me, glory be to God, but I know God is with me. This is why I can keep bouncing back. Because I already got a glimpse of where this ministry is going. See, I know in part, and the part that I know is good enough because that's more than I can handle. Glory, that's enough to handle. I ain't going to say it's more than I can handle because God wouldn't give it to me, but it's enough. See, I already have a glimpse, beloved. Glory be to God. And that's why I know that the latter shall be greater. That's why I know the future is like, woo, when Jesus come back, he ain't going to have to come too far because we're going to already be sitting at the top. He ain't going to have to come back down to the bottom and get us because we already going to be sitting at the top of the mountain waiting for him. And they can have the money and the gold and the real estate and the houses and the cars and the businesses, all that we're going to leave behind because we sure enough going to have it for his praise. I already got a glimpse of the future, beloved. I already got a glimpse. I already know, glory be to God, what I struggled in the early years with my finances. I already know that God was teaching me how to handle them, that God was teaching me how to be a good steward, huh? Because if I couldn't handle a couple hundred, there's no way I was going to handle a couple million, billion, and trillion. I already know what that was about, huh? Glory be to God. I told my children, glory be to God, hallelujah. I said, look, y'all learn, amen, from these hard times, amen. So when you come through this, amen, you remember people less fortunate than you. You remember what it was to be homeless. You remember, see? I already have a taste. Why? Because the Holy Spirit has shown me. That's what he does, beloved, and he'll show you too. He'll show you too. Glory be to God. If we listen to him, he will vividly show us things to come so we can plan our lives according to his will. But the operative word, if we listen to him, because the truth of the matter is we don't. A lot of times we don't, saints, to tell the truth and shame the devil. We listen to other people. We listen to that. Listen to the news report. Listen to everything, everybody, amen, except with the Holy, overriding what the Spirit is telling us. Because he's telling us something different, something we haven't heard before, something that the devil says is impossible, whatever, whatever, whatever. See? And we don't wrap our faith around his words. And we know without faith ain't nothing going down and ain't nothing going up. Matter of fact, let me reverse that. Without faith, ain't nothing going up because everything going down. If we listen to him, beloved, we will know how to plan our lives. I thank God. Beloved, this aspect of the Holy Spirit's ministry is evident in nearly every book of the Bible, all 66 books. For example, when the Apostle Paul describe the events that will occur in society at the end of the age. I just read it to you. I just read it. That's why I read it to you. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Read it again. Amen. All these things he says is going to take place at the end of time. perilous times, lovers of money, despisers of good, having a form of godliness. How do you think Paul knew how this, knew all that was going to happen in the last time, in the last year? How do you think that Paul knew the right what would be happening 2,000 years from now, 3,000 years from now, beloved? How do you think Paul can call it like that, call it straight like that? Glory be to God. You want to know why, beloved? Because he was writing under the prophetic ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was showing him things to come. And the Holy Spirit will show you too. Because God is not partial. And he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. The Holy Spirit is the one who imparted, beloved. Remember John, beloved, on the Isle of Patmos in the book of Revelation? And he goes into vivid details about the end time events. Tell me how in the world can John write about end time events and he wasn't in the end times? Somebody tell me. Baby, that's the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He will show you. He show you. Whatever you need to know, God will show you. God showed me things about my children, showed me some things about my grandchildren. Glory be to God. So I can hop right on it. God showed me the faces of people working witchcraft against me. So what? Glory be to God. So I can hop right on it. Now, I'm going to be honest with you with how I pray. I send it back to the sender. Oh, it's coming back. But then I pray that through it coming back to you, you get saved. They get saved and delivered. I pray just like David prayed. Yeah, I send it right back to the sender before it even reached me. It ain't coming to me, by the way. It ain't even coming because the Holy Ghost done showed me. And now I know what to do. Oh, my God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Beloved. However, this revealing ministry of the Holy Spirit is not relegated to Scripture. Jesus was speaking to every believer when he spoke of the Holy Spirit showing us things to come. If what Jesus taught is true, and it is true, a significant part of the Holy Spirit's ministry, beloved, is to reveal details about future events. He wants to prophetically speak to you and prepare you for your future. Don't you want to be prepared, beloved? You pray for the blessing. Well, you got to be prepared, amen, to receive the blessing. Huh? My newest book, amen, which will be released shortly, amen, another couple days or weeks, amen. Expanding Your Capacity to Lead is the name of the book. Expanding Your Capacity to Lead. Baby, you got to be prepared to receive, and the Holy Spirit will prepare you. Oh, my God, Jesus, have mercy. I said, somebody say, we in training for reigning. Hey, my God, training for reigning, baby. Hallelujah. Beloved, the Holy Spirit wants to show you details about your future and the future of your family that he believes you need to know. Now, he ain't going to show you everything. But he's going to show you what you need to know. You best believe that. If it was important enough for him to show it to you, then you need to be paying attention. Because he just don't be laying around with nothing to do and gossiping and talking jib-jabber. No. If it was important enough for him to show you, beloved, it's important enough for you to pay attention to what he's showing you. Open your heart today. I appeal, I urge you. Please open your heart today to the revealing work of the Holy Spirit. If anyone wants you to be prepared, it is the Holy Spirit. He is your helper. He is your coach. and he is in your best interest. Oh, he will not mislead you. He's not going to throw you under the bus. He's not going to set you up. He ain't going to bamboozle you. That's the devil's work there. The devil take you halfway and leave you stranded. Take you halfway and say, boo! You turn around, that rascal gone. Got you hanging out in the desert somewhere. No money, no cell phone. Amen. Fighting for your life. The Holy Spirit don't do that. No. He's in your best interest. He does not want you to be taken off guard by any situation you might encounter in life. That's why he tells you what's going to happen before it happens. When they come back with this and that, you shouldn't even be, hey, you shouldn't even be ruffled. You get a word of prophecy, glory be to God, you should tell the prophet, thank you very much for confirming what the Holy Spirit already told me. You ain't telling me nothing I ain't heard. The prophet comes to confirm it. You shouldn't be hearing that for the first time. But you got to have an ear to hear. He who have an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Glory be to God. Beloved, please simply avail yourself to him by spending time in prayer every day without distraction. Whatever time works for you. I like the mornings. When the Holy Spirit wake me up, I just get up. Ain't no telling what time this going to be. This morning, he woke me up around 1:30. I just got up, and I've been in prayer all night. It's sure enough to pray for. It's enough to pray for. I've been in prayer all night, all morning. He normally wake me up somewhere around 3 o'clock, right before the witches shut down. The highest hour of spiritual darkness is between the hours of 3 and 6. This is when the spirit of darkness moves at the highest height. See, and this is when the Lord really wakes us up to break up that and command our morning. So we're supposed to, amen, be commanding our morning in those hours. That's the time that the Holy Spirit normally wakes me up. But I don't even question him because I don't even belong to me. If I can lay down and get a good rest, if I sleep for 1 hour, if I sleep for 10 hours, it's God that's giving me the rest. When God wake me up, I now have trained myself to get up. At one time, I would just go back, try to get another hour in, but that don't work. It don't work. And you know what? And you miss some important conversations, too, when you show up late like that. You miss some important revelations when you show up late like that. Because to tell you the truth, that extra hour ain't do you no good. Matter of fact, most of the time when I would take that extra hour, I would wake up even more tired and more weary. Glory be to God. Beloved, I want to encourage you this morning to linger in God's presence long enough to get your mind quiet and your heart open to hear. Then all you have to do is ask him. Remember, he's a person. And remember, he lives on the inside of you. Glory be to God. Talk to him. Don't be afraid to talk to the Holy Ghost. Start your conversations. And ask him. It's all you have to ask him. Say, Holy Spirit, show me things to come in my life. Show me the things to come in my business. Show me the things to come in my family. Show me the things to come, Father God, in my children, my relationships. Show me. That's all you got to say. Say it and mean it. And God is a spirit. And we who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Holy Spirit, reveal to me what I need to know to navigate every future situation that I will face with your wisdom. I purpose to follow your leading every step of the way. Bam, there it is. Not only, Holy Spirit, do I want you to reveal what I need to know. I want you to reveal it so that I can follow your leading. Here's a good prayer, saints. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you how to win. He already knows the answer. He already knows the moves you got to take. I want you to reveal it to me so I can follow you, not try to lead you, not to ignore you, not to quench you, not to disobey you, not to allow my flesh, Father, to talk me out of it, not to allow the opinions of others to interfere. I want you to lead me so that I can follow you. And then thank you for preparing you for the future, saints. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. And today, we receive the Holy Spirit as one who speaks into our lives to show us things to come that we really need to know. We've tried hard to figure out things on our own. Father, forgive us for not developing our trust in you the way we should have in this area of our lives. But starting right now today, Father, we ask you to fulfill the prophetic role of your ministry in our lives and to show us things to come. We know you want us to know how to plan our lives, how to circumvent demonic attacks, and how to be prepared for every phase of our journey in you. Your word promises that as we keep our spiritual ears tuned to you, you will show us exactly what we need to know about every step in front of us. We believe you, and we gratefully receive your ministry in our lives, day by day by day, and especially today. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we do pray. And our soul said, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord. There it is, there it is, there it is. Preparation. Thank God. Are you prepared? Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, saints, amen. That's the word of God for today. Amen, as we start our week in preparation. Hallelujah. Whew, thank God for the precious Holy Spirit. Falling in love. Amen. It seemed like, you know how, I don't know if any of you ever felt like real love for another person, a love, and it seemed like the love get deeper and deeper, and the more time you spend together, get deeper and deeper. Some of you might know what I'm talking about. I know you do. Amen. That's how it is with the Holy Spirit. It just get deeper and deeper. It just get deeper and deeper and deeper. And you make up your mind, ain't no devil in hell and no human agent, nobody's not going to let anybody interfere with this relationship that you got going on. If you let anybody in your circle, they come to enrich that because you ain't tolerating nothing else, not this love affair. I don't think so. I don't think so. All right, saints, we'll be at the altar of prayer, Lord's willing, today at 12 o'clock noon, back at 9. Amen. Please join us. If you're listening to us by way of radio, internet radio, please call into our altar of prayer, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Prayer warriors are there to receive your prayer requests, to pray with you, pray for you, touch and agree with you in the spirit of agreement. Amen. And we know that nothing leaves heaven until somebody on earth prays. Amen. The telephone number is 385-799-9729. Amen. Call in at the top of the hour. Amen. Be mindful of the background noise. Amen. Glory be to God. And let's watch Jesus move. All right. Bless the Lord. This week, amen, we'll be at the altar, amen, 12 o'clock, 9 o'clock, Bible study Wednesday night. And this Friday night is our Friday night prayer. Amen. Every other Friday, amen, is the praise party, amen, at 10 p.m. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. All right, all right, all right. I don't think I left nothing out. I think I did, but guess what? If I did, we'll come back tomorrow. Lord's willing. Lord's willing. Lord's willing, look, I'll put it this way. Either way, when tomorrow comes, we're going to be together. Now, if we ain't together on here on earth, amen, and we'd just be together in heaven, we ain't going to be together. We stuck saints, amen, for eternity. That's why you got to love your brothers and sisters, because we're going to be together for eternity. So straighten those issues out. Straighten those issues out. We ain't walking around heaven with no attitude, rolling eyes and sucking teeth. That ain't going down. It ain't going down. Straighten that mess out right now, Jesus said. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. All right. Father God, we say thank you for the word. Thank you for the word. And the word will not return into your void, but it will accomplish everything that you've called it forth to do. Father, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever you have us to do today, Father, help us not to lean to our own understanding as we acknowledge you in all of your ways. Show us your pathway for provisions in Jesus' name. Father God, we cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow, and premature death. Father God, we ask that you would keep us from COVID-19. Father God, they're releasing, Father God, a lot of restrictions because, Father God, they think that this vaccine is a guarantee. The truth of the matter, the vaccine is not a guarantee. The truth of the matter is there are no guarantees in life other than the guarantees in your word. And your word, Father God, says it will keep us as long as we abide in you from the pestilence. Father God, we pray that you will cover this family, this our family here, Life Word Jesus, from COVID-19. Now they're talking about the variant. Father God, it's just one thing on another. It's just one thing on another. We are not going to be moved by it, God, because we're going to stay under your umbrella. We're going to stay under your shelter. Whatever happens around us, Father, we know more bad news to come that you already told us, Father. The Holy Spirit, who tells us things to come, has already told us what's coming. He says perilous times are coming, perilous times. He already told us, so we're not surprised. We're not surprised. So, Father God, it's coming to the world, not to your people. Help us to be your people. Help us to be your people in our hearts because we love you. You said, if you love me, obey me. Our obedience is proof that we belong to you. Father God, keep us covered. We cancel premature death, and no plague will come nigh our dwelling this day, tomorrow, and the next day either. In Jesus' name. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Anoint the prayer warriors as they come. Standing in the gap, Father, we hold them up. We hold up the prayer warriors, Father. We have their back. Hallelujah. We are our brother's keeper. We say thank you, God. We say thank you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And he most definitely is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen. And amen. All right, thanks. Love you, love you, love you, love you. Have a blessed, 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 blessed in Jesus' name. Thank God for a prepared people. Amen. Through the leading of the Holy Spirit. I love you guys. Amen. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Blessings.